Blog Talk Radio.
Master Shifu? Good time? Bad time?
Time is an illusion. There is only the now.
So now's a good time?
Oh. You must take the next step on your journey from warrior to teacher.
But I'm no good at it.
Oh no! It's the dragon teacher! He's so handsome! What?
Paul?
Oh, hey, Dad. What's up?
You're terrible at it.
Who are you?
I'm looking for my son.
Dad?
Give your old man a hug!
How do we know he's even related to you?
Look at that!
Come with me.
There's a secret panda village in the mountains.
Welcome home, son.
You look just like me, but a baby. You're like me, but old.
Oh, he's adorable. Ow!
I'm good.
I have returned.
Who?
The Master of Pain, Beast of Vengeance, Maker of Widows.
Huh?
Okay, I used to work with Oogway.
Oh, Oogway. Oogway.
Silence!
Kai attacked the valley. It's all gone. Now he's coming for the pandas. You must teach them to fight.
I am ready.
I'm gonna turn you into Kung Fu masters.
Kai!
Nobody said this was gonna be easy.
Get ready to dance with danger!
Enemy destruction! Prepare for war!
Are you kidding me?
You must be the dragon warrior.
How about you spare me the chit chat?
I'm going to take your
chit chat
in the
chitty chitty chat chat in... chat chat chat
in the
chit chat.
We've got to get in there.
But Master Shifu,
you're seriously afraid?
Even Master Chicken's going in there, and he's a chicken.
I'm your father.
What?
I am your father. Ooh, what's with all the stairs?
Well, hello. I have returned. It is 2016, and we are going to talk some movies, because that's what I do. I'm the man they call the Surfer, and this is my first review of 2016 of the Unnecessary Movie Reviews, and the movie tonight is Kung Fu Panda 3. Yes, we are up to the third chapter of Poe and his zany adventures from DreamWorks Animation. Now, of course, Poe is a panda, Kung Fu Panda. And he is joined by the Furious Five, Tigress, Monkey, Mammoth, Viper, and Crane. And they protect the Valley of Peace. And they're under the tutelage of their master, Master Shifu. Now, in the first Kung Fu Panda, just to bring up the speed real quick, Po wanted to learn Kung Fu, and turned out he was supposed to be the Dragon Master. The Dragon Champion. And so he had to go about that journey of learning Kung Fu. Now, in the second chapter, he got a kind of a... he started to realize that he wasn't who he thought he was, and that being a panda, being raised by a goose, maybe he has a real family out there. And at the end of the movie, second movie, his real father got a message from the universe letting him know that his son, Poe, is alive and out there. And that set us up for this movie, Kung Fu Panda 3, in which Poe now has to take his next step of learning Kung Fu and mastering it, and he has to learn to teach it to other people. But Poe just wants to go out and beat people up and keep the valley safe and just do it. He doesn't want to get into the mental and philosophical side of it. So he's having trouble with it. And then he meets his real father, played by Bryan Cranston. His name is Lee. And Lee comes searching for Poe and is like, yeah, son, you are my son, of course. And there are other pandas, because to this point, no one else has never seen another panda. And for everybody's knowledge, they think Poe may be the only panda there is. But he says, no, we have a hidden village. You know, come with me and, you know, meet your people, your family. So, and one of the questions Poe is asking is, who am I? Because he needs to learn who he is as a panda in order to master his chi, which he's having a problem with. Now, so while this is going on, one of the storylines that's going on is in the spirit realm where Master Oogway, who is kind of like the creative Kung Fu in a way, he's, of course, on his spiritual journey because he passed away in the first movie, and one of his old enemies attack him in the spirit realm. And his name is Kai, and he's voiced by J.K. Simmons. So Kai captures Oogway's chi, and he escapes the spirit realm. Now he wants to take revenge on the valley and everybody and come for the dragon warrior. It's still his chi. Of course, Poe, not knowing how to control and master that ability, he's, you know, at a disadvantage. Now, one of the problems with Master Lee is no one knows him, because he was defeated so long ago that people that are alive today, they never heard of this guy. And he is the most formidable villain to come about. You know, there have been other villains in these movies that were deadly, but this guy is the most deadliest. And of course, because nobody knows him, you think he's a joke, but then you find out quickly he's not. Now, the other members of the Furious Five, of course, is voiced by Angelina Jolie, Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, and David Cross. James Hong plays Mr. Ping, who is the adopted father to Poe. In addition, of course, I mentioned that Bryan Cranston is new to the cast. And Kate Hudson, who plays a panda Mei Mei, is one of the characters that involved in this movie. So, the question is it a worthy enough movie to see? Now, I love the first two Kung Fu Panda movies. And I also like the TV show, The Legends of Awesomeness. You know, the TV show doesn't get as deep as, say, the movies, but they're entertaining enough, and Poe gets his lessons in the 22-minute episode, of course. But in the movies, Poe's journey of becoming the Dragon Master progresses with each film. So, now that Poe knows that this dangerous adversary is coming for him, coming for everybody in the Valley of Peace, and coming for the pandas, can he get to master what he needs to master? And what secrets do the pandas hold that Poe don't know about? And why is it that Poe, of all creatures, a panda, was chosen by Master Oogway to be the Dragon Warrior in the first place? And you learn all these questions through the course of the movie. I find it highly entertaining, very funny, very heartwarming. It's definitely a full-price movie for me. I can't wait to see it again when it opens. It's definitely going into my collection. Because this is, to me, DreamWorks second best animated series behind How to Train Your Dragon. You know, I wasn't sure which of these series I thought was better, but starting to come to the realization that How to Train Your Dragon is slightly better than Kung Fu Panda, but the three Kung Fu Panda films are excellent. If you don't, if you choose not to see them, you are depriving yourself, because it, you know, it's steeped in martial arts. Like the people that put together this series, they know what they know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. It's not something that's just, you know, they think they know what they're talking about. They actually do know what they're talking about. The martial arts in it is just as good as any live action. And, you know, like I said, the humor's funny. Jack Black as Poe works fine. Now, it seems like a lot of the cast had their children in this film as different roles, because there was some children, you know, pandas and stuff, and they had different people. It makes sense bringing the kids to voice some of these characters. Randall Duquem is Master Oogway, who of course is the ultimate master, but one of the things you learn about him is, you know, Oogway is such a grandmaster because he learns from everything and everyone. And you discover one of the things he learned and who he learned it from and how that helped him decide to make Poe the Dragon Master. So I hope you go see. If you got kids, definitely take them. If you don't have kids, you don't need to have kids to take this movie, to go see this movie. But my suggestion is you definitely want to see Kung Fu Panda 3. It is a fine, fine movie. Hopefully the weather will allow you to go, because it'd be a shame if this movie came and went and nobody saw it. So that's my review. It's a full price movie. And I will be seeing you real soon, because there's quite a few movies this year I want to talk about. So I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Peace.